What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 523. In this episode, I'll discuss why the new vancomycin guidelines made the switch to AUC-MIC-based dosing. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode523. Shout out to Pharmacy Haney for inspiring this episode. A trough, which is what the old vancomycin guidelines used to recommend for dosing, is only a single point estimate of drug exposure at the end of the dosing interval, while AUC-MIC refers to the area under the concentration curve in a 24-hour period divided by the minimum inhibitory concentration. While in practice, it has been routine to use the trough level to guide vancomycin dosing, it has always been the AUC-MIC that is known to correlate well with clinical cure. Even the 2009 vancomycin guidelines acknowledge that it's the 24-hour AUC-MIC value that's correlated with clinical outcomes for vancomycin. The trough value was used instead because the authors thought it was more practical and that it roughly correlated to the appropriate AUC-MIC. The 2009 guidelines say vancomycin displays concentration-independent activity against Staph aureus, with area under the concentration curve divided by MIC as the primary predictive pharmacodynamic parameter for efficacy. On the basis of in vitro, animal, and limited human data, an AUC-MIC value of 400 has been established as the pharmacokinetic pharmacodynamic target. And they further state that trough serum vancomycin concentrations in the range of 15 to 20 milligrams per liter should achieve an AUC-MIC of at least 400 for most patients if the MIC is 1 or less. When using a trough range of 15 to 20, one is essentially guaranteed of achieving an AUC-MIC greater than 400. This is because a trough level of 15 represents a 24-hour AUC of 360. That's 15 times 24. And since the peak level is much higher than 15, the additional area under the concentration curve will always add up to above 400. The trouble with this method is that although it guarantees meeting the AUC-MIC target of 400, the AUC-MIC value may be well in excess of 400, and this means that additional toxicity risk is undertaken when using the convenience of dosing by trough value instead of AUC-MIC. New vancomycin guidelines were published in March 2020. These guidelines have recommended that AUC-MIC be used to monitor vancomycin instead of trough values. The new guideline authors cite both retrospective and prospective evidence that suggests kidney toxicity from vancomycin can be reduced by using an AUC-MIC approach to dosing instead of trough values. In addition, the availability of first-order pharmacokinetic calculators, possibly even embedded in the electronic medical record, and Bayesian dosing methods that can guide AUC-MIC dosing are now readily available. This means the trade-off of simplicity for toxicity that trough values represent is no longer justifiable in the opinion of the guideline authors. To access my free download area with 20 different resources to help you in your practice, go to pharmacyjoe.com/free. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.